This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania. Buy any window, patio door, entry door, and get the next one for 40% off. Plus, no money down, no payments, and no interest for 12 whole months. Ooh. Head on over to renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal now.
A school district was shut down twice this week due to bomb threats. Meanwhile, Sheetz has been sued. The state's cracking down on aggressive drivers. Plus, Pennsylvania's top Easter candy. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and you're listening to Today in PA. All Saucon Valley schools in Northampton County were closed twice this week due to bomb threats, reports Lehigh Valley Live. The first threat occurred on Tuesday, then the second Wednesday. Authorities didn't disclose how the threats were sent or what they said specifically, but in a letter sent to parents, District Superintendent Jamie Flaslotti explained they shut schools down, quote, out of an abundance of caution to protect our students and staff. There was an increase in law enforcement presence around schools as well, although a search of each location didn't turn up, quote, any evidence corroborating the reported threat. The investigation into these threats remains ongoing as of the recording of this segment. Sheetz has been sued, reports Pittsburgh's Action News 4. This lawsuit was filed on behalf of the family of David Ott, a 25-year-old who was killed by drunk driver Cassandra Harold in June 2022. Surveillance footage shows Harold buying beer from a Sheetz twice in one night, within a few hours of each time, actually, before she drove down the wrong way on I-70 and collided with Ott, instantly killing him. The lawyer who filed the suit, Ishmael Youssef, claims that Sheetz violated the Dram Shop Act, which bars vendors from selling or giving alcohol to anyone that's visibly intoxicated. Like Harold, who can be seen swaying, making rude gestures, and dropping the beer on the surveillance footage. The family is seeking wrongful death and survival damages, and is hoping that this case will serve as an example in the future. Says Youssef, quote, we are going after every potential defendant, including the cashier and Sheetz, so the theory against Sheetz would obviously be, and this is legalese, a vicarious liability theory, meaning they're responsible for the negligence of their own employees. PennDOT has started to crack down on aggressive drivers, states phillyburbs.com. Aggressive driving is basically any kind of belligerent driving behavior, like riding on someone's bumper, or zooming through a red light, or rude passing behavior, etc. We've all seen it. In order to mitigate the crashes that this type of driving causes, nearly 1,300 as of last year, with almost 40 fatalities, according to PennDOT, the department will utilize traffic enforcement zones, multi-jurisdictional patrols, and the like to find and ticket these drivers. This will only be about a month-long initiative and will end on April 28th. DoorDash has released its annual report on Easter trends, says PennLive. This trends report was found after DoorDash took a peep at proprietary sales data on what people were buying around this time, as well as the survey responses of 2,000 people in the US. One of the things they found was the top Easter candy of each state. For Pennsylvania, the top Easter time order was a variety pack containing Snickers, Twix, Milky Way, and other types of chocolate. So all the good stuff. Nationwide, the top treat was that Easter classic, Reese's Peanut Butter Eggs, which, says DoorDash, is some quote-unquote exciting news. They also found that people consider Easter more of a candy holiday than Halloween, which is nuts. Happy Friday, you guys. To stay up to date over the weekend, check out PennLive.com. And please don't forget to rate this podcast and to share it around with people you think would like it as well. Thanks ahead of time. And as always, thanks for sticking with us. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and we'll get back together next week for some more Today in PA.
This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania. Buy any window, patio door, entry door, and get the next one for 40% off. Plus, no money down, no payments, and no interest for 12 whole months. Ooh. Head on over to renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal now.